What about, say, if you had a pig and you didn't want it to grow up to be a male hog, what would you say you're going to do to him?
Butcher him.
Or you're not going to butcher him, but you don't want him to grow up so he can be used for breeding. You say you're going to...
You mean like have a castrate him?
Uh-huh. Any other terms for castrate?
No. Neuter?
Mm-hmm. What would you say if you were talking about, say, a cat? You know, a tomcat.
Yeah, neutered.
Okay. And...
Come here.
What happened to that dog's...
They put nail polish on it.
Oh, sure.
Polish his nails.
Her nails. She's a lady.
That's
her name. Some places, you know, to get the nails off on a dog, they just put Novocaine there in some kennels. They just chop it off, and they chop some of the quick off too. So they have to put Mercurochrome or something on to keep it from being infected. I was thinking maybe y'all have done that.
No, the kids tried to polish her nails this morning and got her in the face besides. Poor thing.
How many dogs y'all have?
Lady and our German Shepherd, Joe.
He's the brave dog.
That's the one that's so ferocious, you know?
Do you ever hear a name for a castrated male hog?
Mm-mm.
Bar or Barra or Barra?
No.
And, you know, the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back?
Bristles?
Okay. What about the big teeth that he has? The
tusk.
Okay. And once you put the food in for the hog, that would be called a
trough.
And if you had three or four of those, you have three or four
troughs.
And say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, when they were getting hungry, you say you had to go feed the
animals.
Okay. Do you ever say the stock or the critters or the cattle?
Mm-mm.
What about if it's time to feed them and do your chores? You say that it's... You ever say feeding time or fodder time or chore time? And what if you're talking about chickens and turkeys and geese? Would you have a general name for those kind of animals?
Poultry.
Okay. And if you want to get... They said before you can hitch a horse to a wagon or a buggy, you have to do what to him?
I wouldn't know.
Well, you know, when you put that everything on him, you say you have to...
Harness?
Okay. And when you're driving a horse, what you hold in your hand?
The reins.
And when you're riding on him, you hold the...
Reins.
And your feet are in the...
Stirrups.
And do you know, do you ever hear of a term referring to plowing with horses? The one on the left or the right? Did you ever hear of a lead horse or nigh horse or off horse?
I've heard of a lead horse.
What's the lead horse?
I don't know.
You
I think that's supposed to be the smarter one.
Uh-huh.
I really don't know.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, you say the calf did what?
I don't know.
Well, did you ever hear it cries or blates or bawls or...
I would just say it cries.
Okay. What about the noise that a cow makes? You say she...
Moves.
Okay. And the noise that a horse makes?
Whinnies.
Okay. And did you ever hear anybody call a cow to get him in out of the pasture?
No.
Did you ever hear anyone call a calf?
No.
What about a horse?
No. Or by sheep? His name, I guess.
Uh-huh. What about sheep?
Mm-mm.
I don't guess they have those around here.
Mm-mm.
Do you ever hear anyone call hogs?
They say suey.
Okay. Do you know how that goes?
Uh-uh.
What about them chickens?
Chick, 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 chick.
Okay. Did y'all have chickens?
My grandmother had chickens
where
when I was small.
Where did your grandmother live?
That house right next door.